David Ziemer is the news editor at the Wisconsin Law Journal. Ziemer analyzed the Supreme Court's 125 decisions this past term. He found about half the cases were unanimous. That's about the same as the last term. But in the other half of cases, the court was less polarized this season than the year before, though the justices still sometimes vote in blocks, with two usually voting in what could be called the conservative way, another two in what could be called liberal, and three justices more or less in the middle, but altogether leaning conservative. Ziemer focused on two of the largest categories, criminal cases and insurance cases. He found criminal defendants didn't fare well before the court this past term, even worse than last term. And the same was true for insurance companies.
You know, if you want to put it in ideological terms like that, I guess you could say they're getting more conservative in criminal law cases and more liberal in, you know, personal injury cases.
The point about criminal cases is an understatement to Joseph Eamon of the State Public Defender's Office.
We have justices who seem to be voting on conservative social or political principles, not really conservative legal principles. And in that sense, I guess we're walking in step with the United States Supreme Court.
Eamon notes that a slim majority of justices decided in the last year that a person being held by police and read her rights should have known she wasn't under arrest, and a driver who was stopped by police should have felt free to go because police told him he could before they immediately turned around and started questioning him again. Still, law professor Gordon Baldwin of the UW-Madison doesn't think it's fair to accuse the court of judicial activism.
The majority of the court is law and order driven. Now, if that's political, fine. I don't know. It strikes me as an area where reasonable people can differ. And we have a Wisconsin Supreme Court that's staffed by some very, very able people. There's not a dunce on the court.
And Baldwin says in at least one case, the justices unanimously defended civil liberties. The biggest single category of criminal cases the court decided related to sexual abuse. In that category, the justices denied two challenges to the state's sex predator law. They also upheld the internet sting operations of the Attorney General's office. That's where agents pose as children to trap potential child abusers. Some say it's entrapment, but Randy Romanski of the Attorney General's office says it's a good thing.
The significance of this case continues to be pointed out on a regular basis. As an example, over the weekend, the Attorney General's task force just made its 83rd arrest since its inception. So there's a situation where investigations of the task force have been ongoing and will continue to protect children against online crime.
After criminal cases, the second most common type of decision was one related to businesses. James Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is happy with how the court's been ruling in cases where a business goes up against an injured person or a consumer.
I would have to say that in the 15 years that I've been in this job, I think that we're seeing the business side prevail more often than they used to. And that isn't to say that we're winning every case by any means, but we're not losing them all like we used to.
This season, Buchan's glad the court denied the claim of an injured employee who got workers' comp but wanted more money from his employer on top of it. He's also glad that a tie vote from the court prevented the now-defunct National Cheese Exchange from being found guilty of price-fixing. It is harder to win against businesses than it used to be 15 years ago or so, according to the president of the Wisconsin Academy of Trial Lawyers. But Keith Clifford says things may be turning around. He points to strong language this past term in two cases punishing insurance companies. In one decision, the court said it wouldn't be a party to consumer deception.
I think it's always difficult to identify long-term trends or shifts in judicial tendencies in such a short period of time as 1 year. But these two cases do seem to suggest that the court may be taking and staking out a pro-consumer position.
On the other hand, attorney Dan Hildebrand says the court has been making it harder for people who are injured to collect damages when the situation is unusual. Hildebrand reviews the court's decisions for the Wisconsin Bar.
The tendency now is to look at the conduct and make some decision as to whether or not this is usual or unusual conduct. And if it's too unusual, the court will say, well, as a matter of public policy, we're going to exclude that.
For example, in one case, the Supreme Court said a designated driver who backs out can't be held negligent when his would-be passenger drives home drunk and kills someone. Other decisions of note include telling a woman who is abused by her husband that she can tell a jury about his past behavior in order to prove that she believed she was acting in self-defense when she shot him. And the court said Wisconsin counties have to do their best to pay for ideal residential treatment for people with developmental disabilities. It also upheld an expansion of the state's ability to force mentally ill people to take medication. The next term will be the last for retiring moderate to liberal Justice William Bablich. His successor will be elected in April. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.